Yo, today's QOD is the victim is addicted to distraction. The leader is focused on a few things. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Robin Sharma on the show today, wrapping up our three-part series on leadership. Today, he's going to share five pivot points that are going to move you, if necessary, from victimhood to becoming a real leader. Robin Sharma, he's coming up.
That's leadership. So you can lead without a title. If you are deriving your power within your government from the title on your business card, you're in a very vulnerable position because people will not follow you. They will not give you their best. They will not give you their energy, their creativity, if they're just following you because you are the boss. Lead without a title. And if you don't have a title, don't give away your power and say, I can't lead because I'm not the managing director or the boss of this department or a minister or a head of state. Lead where you're planted. Because leadership isn't really about a title. Leadership is really an approach. Leadership is a way of being. Some of you might be from human resources, one of my favorite overheads. He said, we're looking for an aggressive, persistent salesperson, like, for example, the one who sold you that suit. So let me give you some rules for leadership. And before I get into those, I want to give you, would it be helpful if I gave you some pivot points to go from any form of victimhood to leadership? Show of hands, would that be good? Excellent. So I usually don't share this. I'm going to do it for you. But number one, the victim is all about can't. The leader is all about can. Now, that's not just some platitude. Study the work of Ellen Langer at Harvard University, and she talks about the psychology of possibility. And if this was so obvious, how many of you in this room have, through daily practice around getting things done, automatically default to can? Am I making sense here? How many of you in this room, if this was so obvious, you actually live the mentality of can, the philosophy of possibility? Most people, it's all about can't. Here's why we can't do this. Here's why we can't have the best team. Here's why this project won't work. Here's why I can't get really fit. Here's why I can't make time to read. Here's why I can't be the Picasso of my industry. So number one, you know you're playing victim when you are thinking, speaking, and behaving in the psychology of can't. Number two, the victim makes excuses, the leader delivers results. The victim makes excuses, the leader gets world-class work done. And by the way, beneath every single one of your excuses lives a fear. The reason we make excuses all day long and then actually start believing the excuses are true is because we're frightened. Most people are afraid of their greatness. Most people are afraid of success. Most people don't feel they deserve very much. Most people are afraid to shine brightly in the world. So we construct this architect. Am I making sense? Show of hands here. You know, Bruce Lee said it well. He called them a self-constructed programming. And I just want to challenge you. You might be reciting these excuses every day, and you're saying them so many times, you actually think they're true. Leaders are brilliant at self-deception. How many of you are really good at lying to yourselves? Most of us do that as human beings. And so the victim is very much about excuses. The leader is all about results. I can tell how well you're leading by the trail of results and value you've left behind. Third pivot point. The leader, but the victim is distracted. The victim is distracted. Even here, I see how many of you can sit still without getting up. So, you know, I see this at some people, they can't sit still anymore. They can't focus anymore. The victim is addicted to distraction. How many people feel sort of addicted to your mobile? Put your hands up. The leader is monomaniacally focused on a few things. What an opportunity. Most people are addicted to distraction. They're addicted to video games. They're addicted to their phone. They're addicted to gossip. They're addicted to moving and being busy. But let us not confuse being busy with being productive. The leader has built their professional life and personal life around just a few things, so they do not dilute the bandwidth of their focus, their energy, and their potential. Does that make sense? Show of hands. But that's a very disruptive act. I'm suggesting to you, you don't build a wide life and you don't build a wide career, but you go really, really deep. And most people don't do that. Most people are so distracted. They're not present anymore. They look you in the eye, they're not present. They go home, they're not present for their children. Are you present for your teammates? The greatest gift you can give to another human being is the gift of your presence. And even if you want to do world-class work, how can you do world-class work if you're distracted? Here's the science. It's called emotional residue. Look at the person next to you and say, no more emotional residue for me. Just do that, please. The victim is frightened of change. The leader is inspired by change. Write that one down, please. The victim is frightened of change. The leader is inspired by change. And then the final one I'd leave you with is, the victim is a follower. We live in a world that's so interesting right now. A lot of people are behaving in ways they see people on the social media behaving, even though that's not right for them. It's an incredible world right now. Most people on the planet today are followers. Here's a game-changing insight. Think for yourself. How many people do you know think for themselves? How many people do you know are originals? Most people have not even made the time to think alone. What food do I like? What are my top values? What is real leadership for me? What are my true measures of success? What are the books I like versus the person I follow on the social media? It is rare to see a woman or a man thoughtful, deep, thinking for themselves. That's why I call these gargantuan advantages, because most people are card-carrying members of the cult of mediocrity. Most people don't think for themselves. They're brainwashed. They're hypnotized. They're plugged into the matrix. They're watching all the media, and they're being hypnotized and programmed into a way of living that I believe is heartbreak at the end.
That was Robin Sharma. His website is robinsharma.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called WGS 17 Sessions, The Anatomy of a Future Leader. I hope you enjoyed our three-part leadership series. I thought it was really good stuff. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm going to see you tomorrow. We got Louise Hay wrapping up the week talking about loving yourself and showing you how to navigate guilt. I'll see you then. I'm out. Peace.